Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I speak to Ms. Carroll?
This is she.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. So I'm working with the intake department to try to help and staff Mr. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a caregiver that lives 11 minutes away, but she's not available on the days that you have for Friday. So she was asking if the schedule could be changed, if possible, to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I thought I would check with you to find out if so.
Well, I thought you said she wasn't available on Fridays.
No, I have a new caregiver. She's only available on Fridays. The Tuesdays and Thursdays, she has another client.
Okay, so
she's
available.
She come Monday, Wednesday, and come Friday as well.
Well, that really isn't a problem, I don't think. The only thing is I've tried to set up doctor's appointments for Mondays and Wednesdays because I was counting on the other caregiver to be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I could take my husband on Monday and Wednesdays. But if a new caregiver is going to come on Monday and Wednesdays, then I have to change all my appointments.
Okay. If it's not a no-go, then I just have to move along for another caregiver.
Did she say what her hours would be?
Well, I gave her the hours that is already in place. She's fine with that schedule. It's just that the Tuesdays and Thursdays she's scheduled with someone else.
So which day would be the 3 hours, did she say?
So pretty much Monday and Friday will be for the 10 until 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday would be the 10 until 1.
Okay, let me just check my calendar real fast here.
Okay.
Was there any reason why I wasn't notified?
Flexible. Oh, see, I found this out at the last minute when I left at 4 yesterday, that the caregiver was no longer interested in the case.
Okay. Because she really screwed me over.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
You know, I had plans, and let me see. Yeah, I do have one appointment on a Friday. That's a must. And then I have one the end of August on a Wednesday. Well, she could do that, but probably just not come on those days that I have appointments. Is that a problem?
She's very flexible. Like, if you guys talk and you work out a different schedule to put in place, she's open to it.
Okay. Does she know that he's hooked up to a catheter?
So I just read all his notes, and I'm going to let her know that she's an older caregiver, very experienced. So I'm for sure that's not going to be a problem.
Okay, and she would be able to give him a shower if necessary?
Mm-hmm, yes.
See, I didn't even make that other caregiver do that. I didn't pressure her to do anything. All she had to do was sit with him to make sure, you know, he didn't wander.
Right.
And give him lunch. I don't know what her problem was.
I have no clue either. I mean, she came and made excuses that it was a distance away, short hours case. She was looking for something with more hours.
Oh, well, she had another job.
Well, that's probably why she, you know, decided to part ways with this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good help is hard to keep, that's for sure.
I know.
Or find, I should say.
Yeah.
When would she start?
So I'm going to give her a call back to go over the details and go over that you did confirm that it's okay, but during the times that there's an appointment, then the schedule has to be changed around a little bit. And then I can get a start date from her, or I can get her to come to do a meet and greet, you know, come to the home, you know, get acquainted with you and Mr. Joseph, and we can go from there.
Okay, does she drive or is she taking SEPTA?
I believe she drives.
Okay, because the other one was taking SEPTA.
It shows she's only 11 minutes away from you.
Okay, well, that's good, yeah. Okay, well,
okay.
Yeah, well,
so
we'll give it a shot.
Call back, and then I'll give you a call back to confirm everything.
Okay, thanks
okay.
very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.